BJ and Jamie.
Let's see here. What all are we talking about today? Oh, I know. The Masked Singer. You guys love that Masked Singer.
Yeah.
It is such a hit. First of all, let's talk about the Peacock. He was not revealed, but let's see if we hear Donny Osmond in the Peacock, number one.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been.
Do you hear it?
No.
I think it's Weird Al.
Sean, did you watch it last night?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Watched it all.
Who do you think the Peacock is?
Oh, the Peacock is Donny Osmond.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, and here is the monster. And who do you think the monster is before we play it?
CeeLo Green.
Okay, let's hear.
Oh, won't you stay with me?
Whoa. Yeah, come on now.
Cause you're all
this makes these singers feel. I mean, here you are. You're Donny Osmond. You had, you know, so many hits back in the day. Here you are, CeeLo Green. You had that one big hit back in the day. And now you have to wear a damn head.
I don't think CeeLo would do this. I don't see that one. I really
He hasn't done anything.
Maybe
in so
Donny
long.
Osmond. CeeLo Green, he does a lot of backup stuff, studio work.
Does he still?
He writes still does.
And stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think he's a little too big for the show.
And then who do we think the lion is, Sean? Oh, no, the lion was revealed. And here is the lion singing.
Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. Cause I'll be standing on the side when you chase.
It was Rumor Willis. Who knew that she could sing?
Yeah. I'm not sure she can.
Wow.
Listen to that. I don't know.
All right, Sean, who do you think the bee is?
Shaka Khan.
Okay, let's hear the bee.
Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. But you're the key to my peace of mind. Cause you make me feel.
I'm going to guess Oprah Winfrey.
Wow. Maybe it's Gail.
I think it's Oprah.
Yeah, she's not very big.
What did that
she's
be huge, though?
She's kind of C-list.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be huge if under that mask of the bee, it's Oprah?
I'm telling you, it'd be huge if anybody was anybody but they are what they are. Does that make sense? If any name, big name, but the people that they are. Because so far, got Rumor Willis.
Terry Bradshaw. Tommy Chong.
LaToya.
Yeah, it's not been A-listers, man. They're not even C-listers.
Some baseball player, football player. Yeah. I've never heard of. Okay. Also, the rabbit was revealed to be Joey Fatone, but he sang My Girl, number four.
Number four.
Well, I guess you said what can make me feel this way.
Sorry. Anyway, it's crazy, wasn't it? It's crazy. That whole Masked Singer is just taking off. It's one of their biggest hits yet. What the hell? We put C-listers in heads and they sing and we're like, I love this show.
Yeah. Take it off.
Yeah. All right, the other big news. So there's two other stories I'm going to hit real quick and they are humongous. One is that Jesse Smollett.
Yeah.
Man, you guys.
He's in a world of trouble.
Yes, a world of trouble.
And he should be.
Well,
you know what?
Course.
He should be for
yes.
what he
mm-hmm.
did.
That is
I mean,
right.
You go out there and you fake. We have enough problems in
enough
this world.
Problems, yeah.
You don't need a guy
nope.
like him out there hiring people
nope.
and saying they used homophobic
sure
and
don't.
Racist terms
we
and beat him up.
Problems.
And it all was planned.
Planned.
He paid for
yep.
it.
Yep.
He should convict the guy.
He's in a world of hurt.
Good. He should take it in the shorts.
Here. And iron his socks and go to jail.
Yeah. You're catching on, aren't you?
I never. What was it last night? Something happened and you popped up in my brain. It was some of your. Oh, I'll tell you later. It was one of your stupid catchphrases I can't mention because it's a woman that you call her a bad name behind her back.
Oh, jeez.
You know
I don't
what I'm
do that.
You know what I'm talking
about? That is absolutely.
You know, sugar. Yeah. Remember sugar?
Yeah.
I saw something on TV. I go, oh, that looks like sugar blanks. Anyway, you have to work here.
Can you please stick to the script? Now, are you doing tabloid trash? Yeah, this has nothing to do with me.
Right. All right. So here is the attorney general, I guess, or something. Not the attorney general. The attorney, sorry, for these two dudes. Here it is.
I think Jussie Smollett should come clear because the truth will set him free.
Clear?
I think that Jussie's conscience is probably not letting him sleep right now. So I think he should unload that conscience and just come out and tell the American people what actually happened.
Come clean. It's not, you're an attorney. It's
Jessie. She doesn't even sound like, she's not even well spoken.
Come clear? Is that
come
what
clear.
She's,
yeah. I think Jussie Smollett should come clear.
No, it's clean.
Yes.
It's clean. You're supposed to come clean their attorney.
Dag nabbit. Tell me.
The guy, the grand jury came dead on him yesterday. Yeah. And they're arresting him. And so he turned himself in last night.
Here's number 12.
Tonight, Smollett's lawyers fired back, releasing a statement saying, quote, like any other citizen, Mr. Smollett enjoys the presumption of innocence. Given these circumstances, we intend to conduct a thorough investigation and to mount an aggressive defense.
You know, I don't get it. Jussie, all you got to do is just come clean and eventually this will go away. It'll go away. You just got to come clean. In fact, you probably wouldn't even get prosecuted if you'd come clean a couple of weeks ago instead of sticking to your lie. Right?
I don't know.
You should. You're going to waste all this money fighting
this. Fight it.
There's a video this morning.
I understand, but I think you're so guilty. You got to fight it. Because
there's a video.
Even if he came clean, he'll never work in this town again.
Of the two Nigerian brothers buying the ski masks.
Oh, there it is.
They have the video of them literally buying the gloves and ski masks.
So here's, if I was a big fat liar, I would go with, hey, listen, none of this was planned. Those were my friends and they turned on me. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, I think that's what he's trying to say.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's saying they came up with this on their own and they're throwing him under the bus, but. The cops, no. There is no video of a beat up.
You know what he did wrong is he wrote out a check to him.
Yeah.
And then he put in memo, beat me up.
He did not. This is a serious story, okay? He did not write beat me up on the check. Oh my goodness.
I made myself laugh. All right. Anyway, the other big story. How shameful is that when you laugh at your own show?
Yeah.
The other big story. Oh, my God. Jordan Woods has moved out of Kylie Jenner's house.
I love this.
I know you do.
And it's all because of our show, guys.
Yeah,
you know, and now it's being confirmed that it was the BJ and Jamie Morning Show that really launched this yesterday.
Yes,
we
it
really
is.
Did.
Jordan Woods has moved out of best friend Kylie Jenner's home following the news of her cheating scandal with Tristan Thompson. By the way, he's the guy that had a baby with Khloe. Mm-hmm. And this Jordan is BFFs with Kylie.
Yeah.
So this is so hard for Kylie. You know why?
Why?
She doesn't have any other friend but Jordan Woods.
Not anymore. She's got nobody.
Now she has nobody.
Nobody. You know, and we said it yesterday, you got to bounce that broad, man. You got to bounce her, bounce her, bounce her. And then yesterday, during the show, we tweeted, Schmidl and I, we tweeted out to the Jenners, to every Kardashian, to everybody we could, even the news stations, and we said, you got to bounce that broad.
Yeah.
2 hours later, she bounced.
It's crazy.
Out of there.
Girl's getting frisky and she's messing with your man. You got to bounce that broad. Bounce that broad. If your girl's getting frisky and she's flirting with your man, you need to bounce that broad. Bounce that broad. Don't let that lady get freaky with your man. You got to bounce that broad. Bounce that broad. I said you bounce that broad. You bounce that broad. You got to bounce that broad. You got to bounce that broad.
It's the best show on the planet. I want you all to know that we know that we deliver. We are amazing.
They pay us to do this.
Just sit on our ass.
Who's
and
the
sing.
Dumb? Who's the dummies?
Yeah. Anyway, it's so sad. Despite her betrayal, Woods' betrayal, Jenner is conflicted about how to proceed because at this point, she's just so torn because she just loves Kylie so much. It's all she has. And that Travis isn't really much.
And this dude, you talking about rubbing it in. Prior to this Jordan girl that he was with, He had two other women in the bedroom with him. And he spent 40, 45 minutes with them before he even started smooching with this girl.
And you know what? I believe Chloe now. Because now he's so nasty. I mean, that's just a nasty dude. Right?
Yeah, you gotta kick that to the curb. Oof. Right?
Yeah, for sure. Chloe is completely devastated. This is out of character for Jordan. No one expected her to mac out. But
look, there are plenty of teams in the NBA, Chloe. You'll find somebody. They like basketball players.
Wait, what?
Basketball
players. Oh, basketball
players. They like tall guys.
They do like tall guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's very sad. And so, two hours later?
2 hours after our Bounce That Broad tweet, she kicked her out. And right now, several news sites are giving us all the credit for it.
No, they're not. I don't even think it was retweeted by anybody. Did anybody even retweet it?
I don't know.
Dylan, did anybody retweet that thing?
I feel like...
I retweeted it.
So did I. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, my God. Oh, there you go. Definitely trash.
Girl's getting frisky and she's messing with your man. You gotta bounce that broad. Bounce that broad. If your girl's getting frisky and she's flirting with your man, you need to bounce that broad. Bounce that broad. Don't let that lady get freaky with your man. You gotta bounce that broad. Bounce that broad. I said you bounce that broad. You bounce that broad. You gotta bounce that broad. You gotta bounce that broad.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.